advertisers.
Welcome, everybody. That's right. You tuned in to Real Laughs on 104.1. Welcome to June, a Monday. That's right, people. We're almost halfway through the year. My name is James John. I'll be your host today. Devin is out for a while. I'm joined in studio with my partner in crime, Mr. Miguel Colon Jr.
What up, everybody?
All right, guys, welcome and thank you all for joining us this Monday. Also, I can't forget to shout out KC, the engineer. KC, how was your weekend, sir?
It was all right.
KC, you recently had a birthday 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through my Facebook seeing who I owed apologies to, and then I saw yours.
Oh, wow. All
right. I apologize
Happy
for not sending
birthday,
you a D-pic.
Birthday, KC.
KC.
Ooh, child.
Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right.
Happy birthday.
It would be
birthday.
A birthday gift if you just stop.
The gift is about me, not you. Yeah. I'm channeling my Devin. Did Devin send you a glossy 8x10 of him that said, congratulations on getting to work with me for another year? Because that's what he sends girls
no,
he's hooking up
I
with.
I got a poster size, though.
You got a poster size, man?
Nice. He must really like himself.
Is the D to scale?
I don't know.
Well, is it hanging down to the knees?
I had no idea.
Ask the boy, he'll tell you he got a monkey tail.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
That's separate. It's in a shadow box.
Not me, though, gotcha. Man. Mine's kind of more like a snub-nose 357. Like,
gotcha.
It's a concealed carry.
It's a little, it's not the biggest, but yeah, it does damage.
It's hammerless.
Casey, how old are you, man?
I'm 31.
Congratulations. That's happy birthday,
you.
Man.
You got, does everyone in your family look really young, Casey? Do you have young blood?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because, yeah, I wouldn't guess 31. I would have guessed 26 or something like that with Casey.
You're one of the few white people who's not aging horribly.
And the key for Casey is staying out of the elements.
Yes.
I only go out at night.
And the elements is society. So I like that.
Casey, how old does your avatar look online?
My avatar? It's ambiguous.
It likes to be referred to as they.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like
my avatar's pansexual.
Yes.
Referred to as they.
Gender fluid.
And when he walks, I have a little glitter come out of his feet.
That's right. Well, as you guys know, we are guys, comedians and whatnot. And we are all on social media because you have to nowadays to promote yourself. And there's a little drama going on, like always in social media, that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I won't use any real names, but it's a comedian based. And here's what happened. There is a forum in a town near us where a guy posted, hey, there is a scumbag among you.
News flash, comedians suck. We're getting this live from the channel right now.
And that immediately got my attention. Ooh, there's a scumbag among us.
Yeah.
What did they do and who are they?
Whenever I read that too, I'm like, what did I post?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Was I drunk posting again? Good Lord. Not again. Well, anyway, goes on to read. Comedian you guys all know. Friend requested one of my trans friends. And he said, can I please send you a copy of my work? You know, like a set from one of the clubs performing at, on the road doing, you know, something. So he wanted to send and get the person's opinion on his, material, Casey. So he says, okay, accepts it and says, yeah, send it on over. So he sends it. And what happened was, it was not a picture of him on stage doing comedy. It was a picture of himself.
Like masturbating.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, yeah, masturbating. Oh, yeah.
That's not normal.
Whoa, Casey.
Casey, first of all, hashtag bravery. I like it. It's beautiful.
And I thought the court had told you can't do that anymore.
No, no. You know, he got a ruler. As long as he's 1,000 yards away from a school, he's fine. But then the problem is, how is he supposed to get up? He's so far from a school.
So the thing that was crazy to me was, first off, okay, I didn't know. I know we send D-pics. I knew that. I didn't know we sent videos. Like, I didn't realize of us doing that. I thought maybe.
First of all, got to make sure it's real nowadays. So it's like, if I got to send a D-pic, I got to have a newspaper near it with today's
heading. With the date.
Yeah.
Deepfakes are all the rage.
Deepfakes are all the rage now, man. I think there's a filter for it on Snapchat.
There is.
look here real quick, everybody. Mine's a bunny.
What's the Mandingo filter?
Yeah. That's if you got to have one of those galaxies with the huge screen.
Yes. But it makes all of them black, no matter what.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you post something like that about a guy being supposedly creepy, internet goes crazy.
Right, right.
Everybody goes nuts.
And then the second part of this story is, though, the guy came back, the guy who
was accused,
came back and said that he had been hacked and that he didn't do this. And the weird part is this, Casey. I'll say this. This is the weird part. The guy's got enough people saying that I know this dude and he would never do it.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard people come out and say he's done anything like this before.
Everybody says he hasn't done it before.
But this is where me and James were talking about it. The main part of this story that we want to focus on is that a couple people who have booked this guy for shows had to come out and say, hey, you know, we have to cancel our booking.
Yeah.
You know, we can't book you right now because of this situation. And what me and James were talking about is we've been hearing people say, oh, you know, in this culture nowadays, the minute somebody's accused, you got to cancel a booking. This is messed up. But me and James were talking about it, real to real as businessmen, and we were just saying, I don't blame these places for canceling the booking just because they're like, man, we're not big draws at this point. People come to see us because they like us and they like comedy, but we're not selling out arenas
on our name alone.
On our name alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these bookers are just protecting themselves, and it sucks.
It does.
And reading some of their posts, none of them are saying, I think you're guilty, you're horrible about this.
No.
They're saying, man, I'm sorry, I have to cancel the booking just because this...
Of what's going on. Because people will take it as, if I let this gentleman who I know come perform my show, I'm then saying it's okay
to do
what he's being accused of.
And a second part that me and James were talking about is the fact that, and we're not taking any side. This is a story we're just reading, you know?
Yeah.
We got no horse in this race.
No, we don't.
But as people in the comedy community, it's kind of important for us to kind of look at these things, especially in the abstract, and kind of look at them as, I don't know, I feel like we're looking at them as like law students, taking in cases, figuring out what's the right thing and the wrong thing in this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But something that we brought up is when the dude said he got hacked, I know for a fact that if I heard that a woman got hacked and they put her sex tape out there, I would be loudly like, bro, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a huge violation of her privacy.
Yeah. We would be angry.
We would be. I know I would be personally angry at it, especially in it shouldn't be this way, but especially because it's a comedian in our community, I'd even feel more attachment. Like, you can't do that.
Absolutely.
But I know that. This guy said he was hacked, and there's no evidence yet, I think, to say that he wasn't or was.
No,
it's and already people are just making jokes about it. And I've been one of those people. You know, me and James even cracked a couple jokes about it.
Oh, absolutely. If you send a woman or anybody, you send a video of you personally pleasuring yourself, I'm going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh and make jokes about it.
I'm like, personally, why do you have that as
right,
a man?
Right. Why do you say, you say just to you, like, that was a good one. like that's the one I want to say. Like, if you're gonna do that, do it behind a green screen so that you can always change the background. Like, this is when I was in Hawaii.
That's
you
brilliant. Know? That was brilliant.
Yeah, but the truth is, as that's me funny. And James were saying, it's a huge double standard.
It
because
is.
Both of us would immediately, if it was a female comedian, we would immediately be like, this is horrible. And I know the community would join in with us and be like, whoever
we wouldn't even joke.
We wouldn't even joke.
We wouldn't even joke. Like, yo, you can't do that.
And that's me pulling my own punk card by saying I wouldn't even joke on it if it happened to a female comedian, but it happened to a guy and I'll find the funny in it.
Yeah.
And yet here I am, a comedian, sometimes defending you can laugh at anything.
Yeah.
But even I'm too punked to make a joke about it if it was a female. So, I mean, we're just posing the question out to our listeners because we're just figuring this one out. Here's the thing, like, why? Like, why are we quick to automatically assume after this guy's... And like I said, this isn't a case of... If more evidence comes out on either way, we'll know what the answer is.
We'll definitely follow up with this story.
Yeah, but with zero evidence, I know that I would not have treated a woman who said that she was hacked and her files got out there the same way that I'm treating a man who did it.
We would have been outraged. We would have been mad. We're like, yo, you cannot do this in our community. We're not putting up with
it. And this isn't a call saying, like, this isn't one of those, like, men have it hard, too. What I'm just saying is, on the quest to equality, I'm obviously not being equal.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's a fair statement.
On the quest to equality,
absolutely.
Which is all that I think, and that's something that women who have been victims of all this stuff, I really feel they're just looking for equality. They want just as much for men to be treated with the same compassion that women are as victims.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here I am, knowing it and realizing that I may talk about equality a lot, but I'm obviously not helping the quest for equality.
No.
Because I just personally, the first thing when I heard, when I saw it, and this is a person I've worked with before and known, I thought, man, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that is not my reaction to if
If it was a woman.
If a woman I know, any of her videos got out there, I'd be like, that's messed up.
Nah, how dare they?
I got sisters. I got a mom.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I got friends who are guys. They're humans, too. And I'm immediately finding the funny in it.
And it comes down to just to this. Nobody's privacy should be put on blast.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That is your personal thing. That was your personal video. If you wanted it out there, you would have put it out. So when that happens, regardless of the gender, it's wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're sending videos out there like this and you're unsoliciting sending it out there, you know, expect to get railed in the backlash and torn apart. But it's weird just because there's no evidence either way now. And I've already made the case of making it a joke.
Well, here's the one thing I will say about that. It's one thing for it to be taken from you. But yes. I will say this, guys, this is just a warning.
Yep.
Not an accusation. If you ever send like D-pics or you send a video out, if you intentionally do that.
You just know it could be out there.
No, it could be out there.
And ladies, the same thing.
Yes, man.
And that's a hard one because I know a lot of ladies and I get it.
Yes.
I sent it to someone, but we got to just expect.
We're not saying it's right.
You just need to expect it could be out
there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gets to the situations a lot of time when we talk about situational awareness where I think a lot of times people are so insensitive and making, like when people say, well, you know, she was walking down that dark alley. She should have known something should have happened. Of course not. You should have the right to walk anywhere.
No, exactly.
But as an individual, have the situational awareness to know that if I send it out, I send it out forever.
Yeah.
And that bad people may have. It's almost to me like locking your door. Like you don't deserve to get your house robbed if you don't lock your door. Mm. However, you lock your door.
Yeah.
It makes it. You're not to blame for the robbery.
Yeah.
But here's one more thing you can do to protect yourself.
To prevent it from happening.
If you guys, man, if you want, man, if you're worried that you have a D-pic out there that may look bad, I'm going to give you Casey's number. Send Casey your D-pics, and Casey will determine that if this went out to the streets, would this be that bad?
Also,
I mean, if you got a mandingo like the size of a bowling pin.
Yeah.
Put it out, man. Make that your page. When I go to search you on Facebook, make the shadow of that thing your profile.
That's right.
Because obviously you deserve to be the king of something. You know?
If you got a good D pick, it's like a fart. Don't hold it in. Let it out.
Let it out. Yeah.
Words to live by.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome, Casey.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they should hire us.
Yeah.
NBC should come hire us.
Ha. I'm from the National D-Pic Association. We want you to know that your D-Pic is just as important as your profile pic or the picture that you use to claim that you did not harass those minorities in your neighborhood. Just make sure that you're sending the D-Pic out to our services first so that we can judge if it's a good pic. Black dudes, take it in panorama.
You can reach us at our website, www.mainvein.com.
Here's some D-Pic tips for you. Set the air conditioner at 85 degrees. You want to make sure it's not too cold. If possible, use glitter to contrast the vein. Drop a little syrup on top and maybe a butterfly will land on it. That's a good one for Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's very important, man. When you need the temperature needs to be right. We call that the Goldilocks. It needs to be not too hot. Not too cold.
And if it is, Goldilocks it up and dip it in some porridge.
That makes it healthy.
Yeah. Strong.
And for all you health conscious women, D-Pics are gluten free.
Yeah. Oh my God. So hey, real quick summary.
Yeah.
If you send a D-Pic out there as a guy, you doesn't deserve for your rights to ever be violated and stolen. Nobody's naked pictures should be stolen. But in the quest to figure out if people did it or didn't, we just realized that we will always laugh at guys, and we will treat the women as victims. And in the quest for equality, we maybe need to treat everybody like victims.
Great way to end it, guys. Don't go anywhere. More Real Laughs when we return on 104.1. Hey everybody, if you're looking for a new place to go that has live entertainment and great food, then you've got to go down and visit my friends at the Harry Buffalo. It's located in downtown Orlando on Church Street. There is plenty to do there. They have live entertainment, they have bands, they have stand-up comedy, and they even have trivia night. So there's something for everyone. So guys, head on down to the Hairy Buffalo now and have yourself a good time. Their music, their food, their entertainment is absolutely great. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. Tell them James sent you.
That's all.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Jobrani, and you are listening to the funniest show on the planet, Real Laughs on Real Radio. Try saying that five times fast. Real Raff Radio. Real Raff Radio. Real Raff Radio. Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum. Oops.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, guys. You're tuned in to 104.1 Real Laughs. I got to remind everybody, don't forget, you can always catch Real Laughs on the iHeart app, and you can always go to iTunes and look us up that way. This year, we're going to be doing some prize giveaways if you go and subscribe to the podcast section on iTunes. We have some new hats, some new shirts, some new swag we want to give you guys, so please go there so you guys can enter to win. Now, Devin is out, so the voice you were hearing is James John. I'm 18, 19, 20, 21, 36. That's right. Monster Comedian of the Year. I'm
88.
All the hogs, all the hustles.
Talking about Black Man's Heaven. Pippin. L Dog, 77 Seville. Bill. All the players came from far and wide. Casey, you can go ahead and take a break. We're going to sing some Outkast.
He is so confused, mm-hmm. man. The voice you're also hearing is my partner in crime, 2016 Monster Comedian of the Year, Miguel Colon Jr.
What up? What up?
That's right, baby. Now, my kids got in a little trouble this weekend. Not trouble, but their mom was getting on them because we go to the stores and whatnot at the mall. We're hanging out. And my kids are always one of those guys, those kids. If they see, like, the eye store, every kid loves the eye store, right?
Oh, yeah.
If there's a new gadget, if there's something new, my kids are like, Dad, I want that, Dad. And my wife gets so mad, like, guys, you always get stuff. You don't need something every single time.
Do your kids try to justify why they need it too? Like, Dad, we need this right now because look at this iPhone that I got right now. It's cracked, yes. And they just smash it. You know?
They would if it was me, but they're afraid of their mom. Yeah. So they don't do that with her.
Do you think you would be easier to convince? Let's say, like, finance wasn't an issue. Would you be the easier one to convince to be like, Dad?
Here's why, yes.
Because you like it
because
too, right?
I love gadgets, man. I mean, I don't care what it is. It could be appliances with gadgets.
Yeah.
Like, they make all kinds of cool gadgets now. Like, if you go to, like,
Do you know what the worst trap for all men was with gadgets?
Oh, my God, what?
Sharper Image.
Yes!
Casey, do you remember Sharper
Image?
Yeah.
Yes, right? You got excited when he said it.
That shiatsu chair.
Yes.
Sharper Image reminded me of like an 80s Wall Street like businessman's office.
That's right. That's what I thought
it
was.
It's all black and white and there's like pyramids of just obsidian.
Yes.
And you're like, you have to have that obsidian pyramid. It'll help your shweng and fei. What about your feng? Feng's out.
Oh my
it's
God.
Shweng now.
Yeah, all of it. Dude, I can't get mad at my kids because I'm that guy. I love any kind of new gadget. Dude, they make home appliances now that I want for no reason. I shouldn't be able to get on Bluetooth or the internet on a can opener.
Yeah.
But I want to, Miguel.
Me too.
I want to.
I'm like, this pencil has Wi-Fi? Yes. No, it doesn't just have Wi-Fi. It's a hotspot, sir.
You're like, oh my God, why don't I have that? Because you don't need it, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. Like, I feel like, and I wonder now, because I haven't been, I mean, is your Sharper Image still around? Do they still exist, or they just open up on Christmas time with the geology store?
I think so.
You know?
I think so. This
yeah.
Seasonal,
what's the other store next to it? What's the, it's,
because there's only, hands down, why? It's just like saying, what's that store next to the Orange Julius?
Yeah. What is it, Brooks?
Brookstone,
yes, it's right next to it.
They
yeah.
try to dial it down a little bit.
A little
Brookstone's
bit.
Like, everything's not technology. Some things are just super expensive and like made of whalebone.
Yeah.
You know?
Brookstone's the place, like, if you were a world traveler,
yeah.
Here's where you would chop.
Yeah.
For no reason,
for
right?
For no reason. Like, Brookstone, I expect there to just be, like, scrolls. Are you looking for the Seas of the Seven Winds? And then you get over to Sharper Image, and, like, if you're going to the Seven Winds, you're going to need a compass that's made entirely of glass and thoughts.
Yes! Why don't we have a compass, honey, made of gold?
Yeah! How about this, too? Did you guys ever... I used to be the culprit at this. Buying you the Sharper Image Christmas gift that I knew you weren't going to use... But it was a good enough price that I could justify why I bought it, why it was a Christmas gift, and now I wouldn't have to really search for you.
Yes.
Like, I'd just be like, oh my God, I got you a Sharper Image pen cup that can weigh the pens and tell you when they're low on ink, and then it also has Wi-Fi. And you're like, this is right in the price range of it's an acceptable gift.
Yeah.
But also, I phoned it in because it was in the window. And I was like, give me that. I got to go.
But but you're still a dude. You're like, dude, he has technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
but
amazing.
As a guy, I'm like, I could still use this for something. What do they need to invent? What do they need to invent at the Sharper Image store, Casey, that we already don't have? I've got one.
Do you
Sharper,
really?
Yeah. Sharper Image needs to invent a microwave that has Wi-Fi. So that when, because I'm already standing next to it, so that when I'm standing right next to it waiting for my food, I could use its Wi-Fi to check up WebMD and figure out what kind of cancer I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
That's practical.
I want a refrigerator that tells you a message before you open it. It can sense you getting there.
Yeah.
I want one for my kids. If they approach it for the fifth time in an hour, it will say to them, hey, it's the same damn thing that's been in there for the last hour. Close the door! You little bastards.
You know what, too, man? There needs to be a refrigerator that right every time you touch it, it shows you a picture of you naked, and then you're like, nah, I'm cool. I'll just eat some Wheat Thins. With no pepper jelly.
Yeah. God, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. My buddy bought one of those TVs or one of those refrigerators that has the touchscreen on it.
I've seen
Have
that.
You seen those, Casey? It's
no.
got the big, it's got, look, think about like a giant Galaxy Note on the door.
And it's bad. It's badass.
It's bad, man. And it's one of those things that they made for guys because it's just like, hey, you know, just in case you wanted to watch, you know, I don't know, Platoon. as you were putting ice in your cup, you know?
And we would.
Yeah.
We so would.
And that's the thing, too. When we went in the store to get it, the best part was we went to the store to get it. They didn't have anything practical going. They didn't have music going, like, hey, you could play music around your house. They didn't have, like, because it has practical functions for nowadays. It has a camera in it that you can look on your phone or your tablet and see what's in your fridge.
You don't got to open it.
You don't got to open it.
Whoa.
That's dope.
It's got, you can set up a shopping list to it, which tells you what you usually get. And so on the touch screen, when you're low at something, you just touch the screen. Okay. And then it'll just send you the list while you're out. These are all the things I realized I was out of when I opened my screen, right?
That's crazy.
It has temperature on there, so you could set it with your phone just while you're out. So that this way, like,
you can look in your phone while you're shopping and see what's not in there.
Yeah. You can look right in there and see what's not in there.
Dude, I want that.
That's great, man. Because you get, but they didn't have any of those things in the store going. What did they have going? Braveheart. Braveheart was playing on the screen. And we just stopped and we were like, I can watch Braveheart on my fridge. And they were like, yeah, you can also. I was like, shh, we'll take it.
But sir, it has many functions.
Shh, you're ruining the chance of taking all my money right now.
You can watch historically inaccurate movies off of it.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's my favorite part about Braveheart, man.
Yeah, it's so inaccurate.
History.
Yeah. Okay, here's what they need.
Here's the history. He lost.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, make a movie out of that. Yeah. Here's the Braveheart. Literally, is the story of the war getting lost, and then them winning later.
Yes. You asked me. You asked me if they could invent something that we need. They need to invent voices like they do for GPS. And I want a Braveheart voice on my refrigerator that tells me inspirational things or tells me what we're out of. Like,
yeah.
They're out of cream.
give me my Optimus Prime refrigerator.
We have one egg, two potatoes, but we have all the fighting spirit we need. Autobots, roll out.
That would be dope.
I want Gordon Ramsay to yell at me every time I go to the fridge.
Don't get close the fridge.
And you call this a freaking egg? Yeah. I want to get a scale that's DJ Khaled, so it doesn't give me my weight. It just gives me a motivational quote that lets me know if I'm too fat or not. Like, you get on it and you're just way too fat, and he's like, "Yo, your smile is dope."
I want them to compare me to other mammals to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Like, you are skinny compared to a humpback whale. Yeah. You the best.
But you just as rare as one.
That is awesome.
And then when you get on, and you're so fat, he thinks you're two people. He's like, and another one.
I think we're geniuses. I think we're onto something.
Hey, real quick, too. If you've ever worked at a Sharper Image,
yeah,
let us get on our Facebook page, Real Laughs on Facebook, because I want to know what were some of the stupidest things, or if you just remember some of the stupidest things in Sharper Image. Even if you have pictures of stuff you bought, Put them up. Put them up. And you know what? Put them up on the Real Laughs page. I'll go through there with James. We'll pick a winner, and you'll get a $10 gift card to one of our sponsors. Because I want to see the stupidest thing that Sharper Image ever sold.
Like, did we really need a remote control caddy?
Yeah, but I don't want, but I don't want to see it from, like, a screenshot.
No.
I want to see it with dust on your desk.
Yes.
Just sitting there. And if you if your kids got it for you, put them in the background of the picture and make sure they look sad because daddy's making fun of their stupid purchase.
Exactly. And we all bought this back in the day. I don't know why everybody in the late 80s, early 90s, why did we always go there and buy a globe?
Oh, you had to.
We always bought a globe.
You had to. You know,
you
on your desk.
Where Azerbaijan is.
There you go.
Hey, bro. I didn't even know about Suriname for like most of my adult life because I always had small maps. And then I went ahead and bought this giant Mercator projection. I know what you're saying. Mercator projection, Miguel. Iceland's not that big. Neither's Greenland. You know? Greenland's the size of Canada. Yeah, because they both don't matter.
Yes!
They need to be to scale. But I need to know what's going on in Germany because they're just so incorrigible.
Yeah. You little scamps.
You little scamps. Twice in one century.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
Those rascals. You scamps. And then also, I'm always like, Japan, you conquered all of like Asia. And I'm like, I'm looking at China, like, China, you're like, on a map, you're like the size of an iPhone, and Japan's like the size of a nickel. At some point, you wanted them to take you. You know?
But let me ask you this, though.
Except Nanking.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Can't forget about them. Yeah. Is there a store now that you think's like Sharper Imagery? Like, man, this store, why is this set up?
See, man, I was just thinking, I don't really know, because I don't do the mall anymore.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I don't go to the mall.
I don't go to the mall, man.
Who's still going then?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Somebody's going.
I go to the mall for the movie theater in the mall every now and then. I go to the Fashion Square Mall movie theater because I like to be alone when I watch a movie.
And the crazy part about it, that's a great theater.
Yeah.
It's cheap. Yeah,
it's like $6.50 to watch a movie, or you just don't pay.
That's right.
What are they going to do?
Nothing.
Those guys know they're getting fired any week because that mall's closing. Or if you want to get a free movie there, disclaimer, don't do this, but if you want to do this, just walk in with a clipboard and say, I'm here about the asbestos, and everybody will nod like, yup.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds right.
And just cough when you say it, like, I'm here to check the asbestos. I'm probably going to need some popcorn or something to get it out of my lungs.
It's weird that Spectre had on shorts.
Yeah. At the Fashion Square Mall, it's not. They're like, yeah.
Yep. It's light.
And it's like, yeah.
And he's eating Auntie Anne's pretzel. That is so weird.
Have you ever given somebody directions in the mall and it involves, you're going to make a right at the Auntie Anne pretzel, and then after like about a block, you're going to make a left at the other Auntie Anne pretzel?
Pretzel, yes.
And then you're going to walk past. If you're at the Fashion Square Mall and you're giving directions, you're like, you're going to walk down a really long, quiet corridor.
Yes.
Then you're going to pass another corridor where nobody's at.
That's right.
And then there's going to be that hobo camp. And you're going to run across that giant spider. Make sure you can answer her riddles. And then you'll be at the Auntie Anne pretzels with the old crusader from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. When you buy the pretzel, he's like, you're now the Auntie Anne pretzel keeper.
Yeah. You gotta work there.
Yeah.
You know a mall's about to close when the stores get more desperate, the type of stores they let open up, like a popcorn store?
Oh, yeah.
That's real?
Yeah. That is real.
Oh,
man.
No.
Or like an ethnic restaurant that you've never heard of when they're like, real Eskimo food. You're like, I don't want to go to Eskimo Buffet. If there's not a Panda Express in your mall,
true,
your mall's closing.
That's a good barometer.
Because Panda Express said,
everywhere.
We don't think this is going to work out.
Jesus,
if you have,
man,
like, fake stores, too, like, what's a Mandarin Julius? It's like Orange Julius, except owned by Iraq. Iraq's number one pizza place. It's Pizza Kabam. You know? Oh, I'll take the roadside pepperoni.
The guy's outside barking like, buddy, hey, yeah, buddy,
you want pizza? Maybe Sony CD player? Looking for a pistol for tonight? Saturday night special? Oh, man, I want your weapon of mass discretion.
Yeah. You know? That's hilarious, man. Oh. Please, people, more hilarity is going to ensue. So don't go anywhere when we return on Real Laughs 104.1. That works, man.
guys, it's me, Miguel, from Real Laughs on Real Radio, and I love to have a good time, but I also like to take something serious. And something you should take serious is getting your house painted. I was in the home repair business. I have seen some hack jobs done. I have seen some people ruin homes because they went ahead and hired the cheapest guy to do a paint job and not the best guy. That's why I'm proud to stand by AAA All-Star Painting. My good buddy Jason Yates handles all the business for AAA All-Star Painting. He makes sure that you get quality jobs as well as getting the greatest price possible with his crew. AAA All-Star Painting has all licenses. They're bonded. They're the kind of company that you can trust for any work you want done. That's why when I need anything painted, be it my mother's house, my father's place, anything, I reach out to AAA All-Star Painting and I call my buddy Jason Yates at 321-624-2228. Trust me, you don't want to put something like painting your home or your business in the hands of the cheapest person possible. You want to choose somebody that has quality work, uses the best paints, and you can trust. And there's nobody, nobody I trust more than AAA All-Star Painting. So call my good buddy Jason Yates at 321-624-2228 for all your home painting or commercial painting.
Winter Haven Laughs is at it again. We have had two amazing sold-out shows. Now we have our third that is coming up June 15th at the Ritz Theater in downtown Winter Haven. We're going to have an amazing lineup with Ken Miller headlining. He was Florida's funniest comedian. He won the South Beach Comedy Central Festival, and now he's going to be live and in person at the Ritz Theater. We're going to have a pre-party and post-show party at the Fire Eatery and Bar as well. We will have goodies provided during the show, some cupcakes and some treats from Gourmet Goodies. You can find out more information and get tickets online at winterhavenlaughs.com. That's winterhavenlaughs.com for the show on June 15th. You're not going to want to miss it.
All right, it's still Monday, but it's no fear. It's okay. We're your nightcap of comedy. You guys have tuned in to Real Laughs on 104.1. The voice that you are hearing is James John. We got Devin out for a little bit. That's okay, because I got my partner in crime, as always, Miguel Colon Jr.
Ready to have a blast off Monday, because we got some whiskey. Oh, no, we got rum. We got rum.
Rum, yes. Okay, we got rum, some good stuff. We got a very special guest in the house today. We got a man that was a little fed up. He was fed up with going to chains and whatnot for restaurants, just the same old, same old. He wanted to go to those places that really needed people to come there, and they needed patronage. They needed people to come through those doors and keep them open because they're doing something special as far as food. So we got my man Jay Miller here. Jay, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
All right,
or
man.
Or evening, I guess technically it is.
That's right. Yeah. Now, I told him a little bit about you.
Strike
but
one, Jay.
That's right.
Damn it.
But
how
many,
do I get?
Eight.
Strike two, Jay. Learn some sports. Jesus Christ.
I brought drinks. That doesn't give me bonus points?
It does. It does. Okay, but I told him a little bit about you so far, because what you're talking about is something that's kind of passionate to all of everybody on Real Laughs. We love to go eat good food. Necessarily good food isn't at chains or those restaurants that everybody knows. It's a place that's a little out of the way.
Correct.
Or the names you haven't heard of before. So I wanted to bring you in. Miguel actually brought you in, and we wanted to give an opportunity to tell us a little about what you do and how you got started.
Well, thanks for the wonderful opportunity.
No worries.
Just to give you some perspective, about a year and a half ago, I love to cook, so I started creating this little Facebook dynamic, and I named myself the Banana Foodie. There's a story behind that. We'll talk about that later.
Gotcha.
Where I was putting my own recipes in, creating my own dishes. I'm not culinarily trained, which is not a word, but I'm not, I love to cook and I love to create.
I'm not licensed to drive, brother, but I don't stop. it's about knowing the road and feeling it in your heart.
Yes.
Life
feel,
is
be
a
the
highway,
ball,
and I'm going to drive it pretty drunk.
All right. For the record, we haven't had any yet.
Just okay. Saying.
You haven't.
You haven't. All right.
All right.
So I developed this moniker, and I just developed a following. Things got a little, I started off with two friends, and then it became four friends, and then six friends. And then I'd say something stupid, and it would go back down to four friends. And then I'd have to say something again, and it would go back up to two, to 10 friends, of 12 friends.
So you were the Trump of Facebook.
And as the following grew, I started realizing that, maybe I have something here. I started promoting some local places. That was my incentive. The credo that I talk about, it's the hashtag that I use, is called Savor Life. My motivation is to get people to explore life, to find something, to find that little niche within whatever community they happen to be. There's so much going on. Ocala has this perception. They call it Slocala, this, you know, the horse capital of the world. And, you know, $2.8 billion of our industry is horses in Marin County. It's phenomenal.
There's a little place called Ocala Breeder Sale we're familiar with.
And they are actually building, right now, they're building the World Equestrian Center. It's like a $2.1 billion project, or $1.2 billion project, that's going to be the only place in the world equestrian center that's going to bring people from all over the world. So Marin County is growing and developing. Chewy now has a 600,000 square foot plant up there. FedEx has a 500,000 square foot plant. So the place is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And it motivated me to get people to realize that it is not Slocal. It is not Marin County. There are things to do and places to go, not the chain places. Find those unique quality little places, those mom and pop places that depend on you in the community.
You're talking whether reckless, it's food, bro. Applebee's gonna shoot up your house.
You know, and I tell,
we serve dinner at four to old people, son.
Oh, I've already gotten some hate mail because
sitting there right now, at Denny's right now, they're just smoking cigarettes. It's like, we'll put paper on his name. I'll put paper on his name. I ain't scared, man.
We'll make him a cheddar biscuit.
Oh, can't yeah. Dang, I want to drive to his house in the middle of the night. I want to pee on the ashes.
Good Lord.
Tell him the colonel coming.
My house is going to get bombarded with breadsticks from Olive Garden because they're the ones that I have mentioned. You know, Olive Garden and Red
Hey, Paisana. Olive Garden, I want to say hello. You want to talk to your daughter? Carrie, help me. They got me in a van.
Wow. And then, wow. Man, you guys are funny. I love it.
Keep up, Tiger.
Yeah. It's called Real Laughs.
It's called Real Laughs. I get it, man. I'm laughing.
Google us, son.
I don't know.
But yeah, so your goal is to get out there and get the word out there that they're not just chain restaurants, especially in a location where I'm sure the locals know more that there's not just chain restaurants, but the visitors and the people coming through Ocala is just, hey, well, let's go to Denny's. Hey, let's go to Applebee's. Yeah, hey, let's go to Olive Garden.
And this isn't Ocala specific. This is every community here in Orlando, here in Orlando and Maitland and Winter Park and Daytona and Deltona. Find those little places that depend upon you. Those places that serve quality food, and it doesn't have to be food. It could be breweries, wineries. We have a museum in Marin County called the Appleton Art Museum or the Appleton Museum of Art.
I refuse to buy weed from a store because I support local economies. And I'm like, you going to tell me Terrell not going to go out of business? He got kids to feed, man.
Whoa. You mean T-Dog?
Yeah. He went back to Terrell. He's got to get a loan. Trying to compete with Knox,
That's right. There's a lot of T-Dogs running around.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. So you also talk about not just food. You mean good quality, like rums booze and whatnot.
You brought us some good quality rum today.
I did. One of the sponsors seems like an odd word, but something. A company that has been very gracious to me is called Fishhawk Spirits. They're a distillery in Marin County. They make their own whiskey, rum, vodka, gin, absinthe, you name it, they create it. And they are award-winning, medal-winning. Last year, they won 18 gold and silver medals in competition. They won double gold against 4,000 other whiskeys in the world, including the big ones, the Jim Beams and the
That is impressive, my friend.
And I actually just got a message today that two of the rums that we're trying won double gold last week in the SIP Awards, SIP Awards. So, again, this is a small place in Marin County. It's a farm. It's a dirt road off a dirt road off a dirt road that makes million-dollar product that is unbelievable. And we'll taste some, and you can get some perspective.
I'm looking at their page right now, too, man. Yeah. They've got a huge selection of spirits.
Whiskeys,
vodkas, rums.
Correct.
And then they got their specialty spirits over here.
Absinthe, man.
Yeah, absinthe. Yeah, you can take a tour. You can find them on Groupon. I think last time I looked, it was $32 for two people. So basically for $16, you can go out and get a tour and then drink all you want.
Yeah, but I know a guy, so I got it covered.
Hey, man, just shoot me a text, man. We'll come out, man.
You know how it works, Jay.
I tell you what, we will definitely put on our page. I'm going to put their site so people can check it out. Yeah, and absolutely. Definitely check out the Groupon tour because distillery tours are so much fun.
They are.
And, Marin County has a brewery, Infinite Ale Works Brewery. We have several wineries that are developing. And we have a winery that used to be called Ocala Wine Experience. It's now called The Keep. The owners, Megan and Mark, are phenomenal. But, they're both sort of, I don't want to say metal heads, but, thrash metal kind of guy. So they changed it to The Keep, makes it more, it's almost like a dungeon atmosphere, but he's amazing.
BDSM vodka? I'm like, let me get a taste, and I open my mouth, they're like, that's not where we're pouring.
I got the perfect commercial. Yeah. You open up the bottle, all you hear is, whoops.
Safe word vodka.
Safe word is more.
Safe words are for people with trust issues. So what do we got? So what do we got here today, rum-wise?
Oh, man. Let's see what we've got. The first one, I think, man, I forgot already. The first one is the gold rum. Gold rum. It's a gold rum. That's their basically their signature rum that they blend a nutmeg with it.
Oh, wow.
It's a base rum that has a blend of nutmeg.
That should give it like a little nutty taste, man.
It should. It does. And just to kind of refresh everybody, everything they make is locally produced. They grow it on their own or they find it locally. The water comes from the Rainbow Springs Aquifer, so the water is exceptionally pure when they make this whiskey. That's why they win so many awards. And it's a great rum. It's the next one rum we're going to try happens to be my personal favorite.
Let's try this one first. What's the name of it again?
This is the gold rum.
This is Fishhawk Distillers gold rum.
All right, cups up.
Cups up.
Roast.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Oh, okay.
It's got a smokiness to it, right?
Yeah. The nutmeg makes it smoky, but there's the sweet behind that.
So I like the little sweet and smoky because the smoky reminds me like I had a scotch a minute ago, but I don't have any of like the heavy scotch flavors or anything.
Correct.
But the nutmeg gives it a little sweet.
It is almost a mesquite.
That's really good.
Yeah, man. It's
barbecue in a jar.
I
love how you guys are already saying, you're already saying the right words. Smoke. They use a lot of smoke flavor within their rums to create this. And the nutmeg is just this spice that gives it a little extra tinge that you feel a burn a little bit. It's not a harsh burn in the back of your throat.
This is a Christmas rum.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is a sipping rum. That tastes phenomenal. It's a nice little sweet to it. It's not harsh.
If you think that's the sipping rum, the next one is the
this
one.
Is the gold, which was the second one here?
The next one, this is the black rum.
This
is black rum. This is, again, their base rum. And what they do is they melt butterscotch. The candy butterscotch, they melt into a liquid form blend it in within this
You're
rum.
Talking dirty.
I know.
Oh, my
Melted God. Butterscotch, man.
Oh, I got to try this. Cups up.
Cups up.
Prost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that one, no smoke to me.
No.
Correct. But the sweetness isn't overpowering.
No, it's not.
And this is, I'm going to use like what I think of when I think of like wine. This is like how wine sometimes fruit forward. This one's sweet forward and then it goes away to me. So
Correct.
You get it, you get that sweetness, but then it's gone. It's not like an aftertaste of candy.
It is an understated sweetness.
Yeah.
It's not overpowering like you said.
The taste receptors on your tongue pick up that sweetness in the beginning and then it goes to your throat. What is burning in your throat anytime you taste any spirits, any whiskeys or whatever, what you're burning in your throat is the alcohol. And because of the butterscotch blend, it minimizes the alcohol, even though there's obviously alcohol content within, the liquor. It minimized that harshness of that bitterness, that smokiness of that alcohol, so you don't feel that secondary burn going down your throat.
No.
The first one, there was a burn, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
This one, it's just a smooth, rich,
It's like your second time in Thailand. Right. No burn.
Yeah. No burn. Because you know where to go.
Yeah. You know where to go.
And you brought your own cranberry juice.
That's right.
What's the third one?
Jay, tell us about the third one, brother.
The third one, this is their Silver Queen whiskey. This is
She's my queen.
Made from Silver Queen corn, which is a genetic strain of corn that is very sweet. And they actually use the entire corn stalk. They use the stalk itself.
Mash is made of the whole thing?
Correct. There's sugary fibers within the actual stalk itself. Not the corn, but the stalk itself. So when they mash it all up, you get that sugary sweet content. Personally, it's not my favorite. But I love them to death, but it's not my favorite.
Okay.
It's a great mixing whiskey if you want to mix it with,
a soda makes sense or
something
to me.
Like
okay.
that. It's not a, sipping a, on well, ice
let's,
kind of a whiskey.
Let's sip it anyway.
Let's chip it anyway.
Sipping on straight. Garbage. No, I'm just playing. I'm going to tell you what I get from this right now.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you. This has that I'm drinking alcohol, not a flavor thing.
Yes. Correct.
So this, like you said, this is the kind of booze I would make like a big hunch punch or something with. But I would tell you that it has, and this is a weird flavor, and I think drinkers will understand when I say this, the rubber band after effect.
Right.
The kind of, I taste something that's like plasticky or not whiskey. So this is like this is not my favorite either.
No.
This would not be something I sip. This is something that if you're looking like, hey, man, just trying to get drunk. And
This is a great whiskey to make an old-fashioned with because there's some sweetness in it.
Yes.
You can add some citrus that kind of offsets some of that sweetness to it as well. But the last whiskey happens to be my personal favorite. This is the double gold medal. This is the Conquistador. This is their signature whiskey. To me, it is the whiskey that you don't need ice. You can have it straight, neat. However,
let's take a sip.
Roast.
Cups up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's delicious.
That's good.
And the thing I like about that is, like you said, that already tastes like, it kind of tastes like there was already a little ginger ale in my glass or something. Something right. sweet already mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, so,
and that one's a dancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you drink that, it dances around a little bit, man. It really does.
That's what's up, man. So tell us again where they can look you up and find you and find more information about you.
Search Facebook, The Banana Foodie, all one word. You can find me. You can find me on there. I'm on Instagram as well, BananaFoodie63. I have several events that are coming up, so I kind of heard
drop a couple.
Sure, man, I'd love to. One of the things I want to talk about is July 6th. I am part of an organization called Less Than 22. Our objective is to reduce the suicide rate among veterans. Right now, it's 22 veterans a day commit suicide. Our objective is less than 22. Well, we try to get veterans and have them have one good day. Right now, we're taking them commercial fishing. Out in the Gulf of Mexico or into the flats.
Jay,
that's
awesome, man. Okay.
Just give these veterans an opportunity to kind of understand that it's not, you know, there's opportunities to have one great day. And we're always looking for other opportunities, other sponsorships, other suggestions of organizations that want to, you know, create these events that allow us to give veterans one good day, whether it's bowling, hunting, fishing, whatever. So if anybody has any interest, please find me on Facebook. Less Than 22 is the Facebook page. You can also use the Banana Foodie. Send me a message. July 6th, we're doing a paralada. I don't know if that's an Argentinian word. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Are we hunting men?
Paralada. Basically, for free at Duffy's Pub in Marion County, for free, we're going to roast an entire pig.
Oh, wow.
Plus lamb and goat. And chicken and beef and steak, every kind of meat.
It's a Roman orgy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Bring your own slave, boys.
That's it.
Okay.
Plus, there will also be free samples of the spirits that we have enjoyed. July 6th from 4 to 8. It is totally free. Just come out. There will be some jars if you want to contribute. Another event is Whiskey and Whiskers Bootlegging in Mount Dora.
That's coming up in September, right?
That's September 21st. We're going to turn Mount Dora into a 1930s-era bootlegging town.
Well, that's cool, man. We're definitely going to keep more people aware of that because we're going to be at that one.
Yes, we will. And we'll post for Jay Miller all of it, where you guys can find him and what he does. And he's right. Get out there. Try new things. Try food.
Savor life.
Savor life. Thank you for being in. Don't go anywhere. Well, actually, this is it, man.
Go wherever you want because our show's over.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We've been Real Last 104.1. See you tomorrow.